Now, I want to be clear. No compensation, no amount of money, no measure of justice is enough to make it right for a family who's had their piece of the American dream wrongly taken from them. And no action, no matter how meaningful, is going to by itself entirely heal the housing market. But this settlement is a start. And we're going to make sure that the banks live up to their end of the bargain.
That was the president yesterday announcing the largest joint federal-state settlement in our nation's history, a $25 billion deal with the big banks at the center of the housing crisis to provide relief to struggling homeowners. The man standing directly behind the president as he made that statement and the person who negotiated the deal joins us now. He's the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, formerly the housing secretary in the Bloomberg administration, Sean Donovan. Welcome back to WNYC. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Secretary.
Hey, Brian. Great to be with you again.
So the bulk of this, $20 billion, would go to struggling homeowners with underwater mortgages, people who owe more on their home than the house is worth. So who would be able to potentially get the loan principal reduced, or who would be able to get their loan refinanced at much lower rates? How will people know if they qualify?
Brian, it's a very important question for folks to understand. This is not like a program that you have to come in and apply for, fill out forms, wait in line. What we're going to do here is each of the banks that is part of the settlement has to put together a comprehensive plan of who they're going to target and reach out to, which homeowners. That's going to be approved by our independent monitor, and then they will go out, send letters, knock on doors, reach out to homeowners that are going to be helped. And that's the way this process is going to work. Homeowners out there who are struggling don't need to worry about, you know, getting on the phone or that they're going to miss the opportunity. We're going to do this in a way that we make sure we get to those homeowners that can benefit directly.
Don't need to worry about doing it, but also can't do something. People, I'm sure, are going to hear this and say, I want to make sure that I'm getting mine because I was one of the people who was wronged here.
Yeah. And again, there's nothing – they don't need to worry that if they don't pick up the phone today or write a letter today, that won't have any effect. It's going to take us a month or two to get this up and running. We just signed the agreement. We were negotiating till 3 in the morning on Wednesday night. We just signed the agreement yesterday. And so it's going to take a month or so before homeowners will start getting those calls. They don't need to do anything now.
You've set up a website, nationalmortgagesettlement.com. People can go there for more info. But the banks have about 6 to 9 months, as you say, to determine who qualifies for the benefits. They won't be able to tell people today if they qualify. But you can tell some people right now, I gather, if they definitely do not qualify. What will exclude people from being eligible?
Well, and this is, I think, a very important thing for folks to understand. There are different kinds of borrowers that can get help here. One group is homeowners who are struggling to pay their mortgages. They're behind, whether because they lost a job, a medical emergency, whatever it might be. Those families are available. They will get some help in writing down the principal. And this is one of the most important things about this settlement. We haven't seen principal reduction at any significant scale throughout this whole crisis. This settlement is the single biggest example of principal reduction that we will have seen. And so that's important. Many economists across the political spectrum agree that this is one of the most important steps we can take for families, but also for the housing market more broadly. It's going to be families who are at least 60 days delinquent, but only have particular kinds of loans, not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA loans. This is going to be targeted at those loans that are in the portfolios of the banks or that are what we call private label securities loans. They were some of the worst loans of the crisis, and those are the ones that are going to be targeted. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans and the FHA loans are really subject to a different enforcement process than this settlement was focused on.
So no Fannie Mae, no Freddie Mac, no FHA, and only if your mortgage is in the portfolio of the five banks that agreed to the settlement, which are Ally, Bank of America, Citi, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. Are you going to continue to try to negotiate with other mortgage servicers to join the pack?
It's a great question, too. And in fact, we already have been. These five institutions represent about two out of every three mortgages that are serviced in the country. So it's a very important step yesterday. But there are another nine that we had begun negotiations with and that we're now going to focus our full attention on that we would expect to be able to get into the settlement. And if that happens, the total size of the settlement would grow to about $30 billion. And in fact, one of the things that I think is important, Brian, people are hearing this number, $25 billion, it could grow to $30 billion. The impact on homeowners is actually even larger. We expect just from this settlement announced yesterday about $35 billion of benefits to homeowners, and that could grow to more than 40 if we get these other servicers in.
And is that also what you described as a catalytic effect, which is that just the existence of this program will spur more loan modifications through existing government programs, as well as principal reductions and additional mortgage relief by the banks on their own?
This is very important, and I mentioned earlier because we've seen a lot of resistance to principal reduction before. It hasn't happened on any significant scale. There's been fear among banks and investors about doing it. We think that this step, combined with other steps that the president's announced over the last few weeks, we've tripled our incentives for principal reduction over the last couple of weeks, and we've made those incentives available for the first time to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. All those actions combined, we think, could just break the logjam that we've seen on principal reduction. And just as at the beginning of this administration, Brian, when we came into office, the average loan modification for homeowners was raising payments. I mean, it's remarkable, but it was making things worse, not better. And we changed that by putting out our programs, which many people have criticized as being too small. What's interesting about that is even though we've only reached about a million homeowners with our modification program, it's completely changed the way modifications are done. And now the average modification that's done even by banks privately without any government intervention is now lowering payments on average by about $500 a month for homeowners. So we think we could have the same kind of effect here, where by setting a new standard for principal reduction through the settlement and the other steps that we've taken over the last few weeks, that could break this logjam and really open the floodgates to getting more principal reduction.
President Obama's Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan with us, our second cabinet member in 2 days, by the way. We had Karen Mills yesterday from the Small Business Administration. And listeners, we just have a very short time in which you might call in and speak to Secretary Donovan. He's not going to be able to tell you if your situation is going to qualify you for some of the money in this settlement. But if you have a question about the policy, call in right now, and we'll be able to take a couple of those calls at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We always want to provide you access to the public officials, but we don't want to promise something that we know he can't deliver, which is telling you if you are personally eligible for this. 212-433-9692. I do want to ask you about one group of people involved here, and that is those who were foreclosed on between January 1st, 2008 and December 31st, 2011. They will get cash payments of about $2,000, I gather, if they were wrongly foreclosed on, however that is judged. And I know there's not unlimited money to help these people out, but for losing your home, $2,000 is like 1 month's rent.
Yeah. And Brian, I'm glad you asked this because there's been a lot of misunderstanding about it. These payments are available for anyone who had the kind of servicing problems that we found. And so while some people lost their homes wrongfully, That is just an enormous tragedy when that happens. Obviously, there are others who were charged fees that they shouldn't have been charged, or others who had paperwork lost, or other things that had some real harm but didn't lead to folks actually losing their homes. And so the way this process is going to work, it's almost like a class action where anybody within this class of people that were harmed can come in and kind of automatically get that payment. If you're somebody who actually lost your home and shouldn't have, obviously $2,000 isn't enough. And there's a separate process that have been set up by federal regulators that can help you get full restitution for the harm that was done to you. And that's a separate process that's available to come in, have your claim fully reviewed at the cost of the banks, and get whatever restitution is there. The other thing I would add is nothing in here is stopping or forecloses, so to speak, the ability of those homeowners to be able to go into court and seek full restitution under the law. So there are three different avenues here for homeowners to be helped, and it's important that folks see that in the context. These $2,000 payments were never intended to fully compensate folks for the harm that was done.
Listeners, you can also post your comments and questions on our website, of course, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. We have a page for this conversation. And Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with HUD Secretary Donovan. Hello.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning, Secretary Donovan. I'm wondering, given the number of foreclosures that occur each month, why it's taken this administration 3 years to begin this process of restitution?
Well, first of all, this is a critical step in this process. It took over a year to negotiate this because, as you can imagine, with 50 state attorneys general, with all of these banks at the table, this was not a simple negotiation. And particularly when you look at the range of attorneys general involved, from very progressive AGs like Eric Schneiderman to conservative Republicans like Ken Cuccinelli and others, there is this was not a simple negotiation. But I also think let's put this in context. There are many, many other steps that we've taken from the very first days we came into office to help homeowners. Within the first month, we announced a series of steps to help homeowners that are current on their mortgages refinance. We've expanded those steps over the last year to help Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac borrowers who are underwater and current refinance. We announced a modification program for folks who are behind on their mortgages. We've now helped about 5.5 million families stay in their homes and get modifications. All of those steps are critical, and in fact, the number of people falling into foreclosure is down about 50% from when the president came into office. All that said, and the president said this the other day when he announced new steps to help more homeowners refinance, he called on Congress to make universal refinancing available. We have to do more. We've stabilized the crisis, which was, when the president came into office, 30 straight months of housing price declines. Mm-hmm. We've stabilized it, but we've got to do more. Some out there are saying we've got to just let the market hit bottom. We shouldn't do anything. We have to realize that we're talking about families' homes and their savings, the single biggest investment they're going to make. They use that savings to send their kids to college, to start businesses. We're not going to sit on our hands and just let the market hit bottom.
Yeah.
We're going to keep taking steps like this to be aggressive, and we're not going to stop until the market is fully recovered.
Dave in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with Secretary Donovan. Hello.
Hi. I think as the Secretary just said, there are a lot of different AGs with different agendas, and I was wondering if this settlement will have any effect on the ongoing criminal investigations that Schneiderman and Joe Biden and some others have been holding on to when they wouldn't settle with the other AGs before.
Well, first of all, shout out to Brooklyn. Having lived in Brooklyn for 15 years, it's good to have a caller on from Brooklyn. Second, this is one of the things that was misunderstood, particularly by many progressives, about this settlement. there is a huge number of claims that are not part of this settlement. The settlement really is narrowly focused on servicing. And if you think about the nature of this crisis, what really caused this crisis was the horrendous origination and securitization practices leading into the bubble. And while the servicing abuses that were settled yesterday made it worse, damaged a lot of families and communities, they didn't create the crisis. And it's very important that folks recognize that the settlement is narrowly focused on the servicing practices. We're not releasing any criminal liability whatsoever. The vast majority of origination and securitization claims at the federal level are maintained. All of the claims against Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans are maintained. No SEC claims, so, no tax liability. All of those we're retaining. And we're going to be aggressive about going after them. That's why the president, in the State of the Union address, announced with Attorney General Schneiderman there a joint investigation with him that's going to continue the work that we're doing around origination and securitization. So, Attorney General Schneiderman wouldn't have signed on to this deal if he wasn't confident that those investigations, which are now joint with the federal government, can go forward.
So to that point, and I know you have to go in a minute, and I really appreciate you coming on here and speaking specifically for the New York metro area audience, but I think a lot of people are frustrated that the banks are so hard to negotiate with on this issue. I think the general sentiment is that these banks were first bailed out by taxpayers after defrauding the public and crashing the economy, and the Obama administration has to beg them practically to make a settlement on something that is ultimately good for them too. Banks don't benefit from foreclosures. I think people feel like it should have been easier to get the banks to do this than it was. What's your response to that kind of frustration?
Well, the reason it wasn't easier to get the banks to do this, they started off saying that this whole thing, they should pay $5 billion, $10 billion. We had to be very tough to make sure that we could get to a settlement that was as large as this. Remember, this is the single largest joint federal-state settlement in the country's history. It's far and away the largest sum that they're going to have to pay through the entire financial crisis. So this is a major step forward. Believe me, I was at the table with them. They were refusing for months to do principal reductions, and that's something that hasn't happened. They have begun to do modifications, but principal reduction was a huge step forward that they were not willing to take. So, believe me, these were not simple negotiations. This is not something they would have done otherwise. This is a very, very significant sum of money that they're going to have to pay, and it's really going to change their practices. The last thing I'd say, Brian, part of what's so important about this settlement isn't just righting the wrongs of the past. It's also making sure they don't reoccur going forward. And so, we've negotiated, as part of this, the first ever comprehensive set of servicing standards that cut across every kind of loan. It means that if they lose your paperwork, if they foreclose on you wrongly, any of those things, we now have real hard penalties that are due to the federal government and the states, and that will be overseen by an independent monitor with court authority. That's Joe Smith. He's been a very progressive banking commissioner in North Carolina and has really been at the forefront of changing practices there locally. We'll now have the ability with these servicing standards, which are part of the Homeowner Bill of Rights the president talked about last week. That's going to be another important part of this settlement to make sure that the behavior is cleaned up going forward.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan, congratulations on getting this far, and thanks again for coming on with us.
Well, Brian, it's great to be with you. You know, anytime you get 49 state AGs across party lines, it really defies the conventional wisdom that we can't do big things that cut across partisan divide. And that's one of the things I'm proudest of yesterday.
Those poor people in Oklahoma.
Exactly right.
Thank you very much. Columnist E.J. Dion is our next guest, interestingly positioned in the debate over contraception and health insurance. He is a liberal Catholic, but thinks President Obama is wrong on this one. Stay with us.